Are we ready to
Good morning. I'm David Campbell, Development Hearing Officer. I call to order the March 8th, 2023 hearing of the DHO at 9 o'clock a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We're conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we're under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it's audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I'd like to introduce the Development Facilitation Team, DFT team staff, and swear them in. I would like to swear in two groups, and I'll denominate which are the two groups. The first group is Jolene Wolfley, Associate Planning Director, Jay Rodenbeck, Development Services Manager, Robert Webb, Senior Planner, and Shahab Biazar, City Engineer. Please answer the following question. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Thank you. The second group of DFT members that I want to swear in are the following: David Gutierrez, Water Authority; Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement; Whitney Phelan, Parks and Recreation; Tiquan Chen, Hydrology; and Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Do all of you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. A note for the applicants: any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF form that includes all of the utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT member and then send PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign the plats. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez will alert us to changes in the agenda. We have the agenda set for today. Ms. Gomez, are there any changes to the agenda of which we are aware at this time?
I have no changes this morning.
No change at this point, okay. We would ask that any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature or actually raise your hand. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand. If you're on audio, please press *9 if needed. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, I will end the hearing and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 o'clock p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance, the IDO. The DHO and the DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. So we will begin today's meeting with item number one, that is project number 2022007100, application number SD 2023-00038. This is a preliminary plat. The agent is Tierra West LLC, agent for RSF Land and Cattle Company, requesting a preliminary plat. A sketch plat was previously done. So that is the case before us. I'd like to identify who on the part of the applicant is here to present on this case. Please speak up.
Amanda Herrera.
Amanda Herrera. Anybody else from your office?
Yes, Mr. Campbell. Derek Bohannon here. I may be chiming in.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Anybody else who will testify? Okay, if you as applicants, Amanda and Derek, would raise your hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're going to give will be the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna ask the applicant team to present the project at this time. Is that Ms. Herrera?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, good morning, everybody. We're here today on behalf of RSF Land and Cattle and Fizz Drinks, requesting a major preliminary plat approval. So what we have here today is our site is located on the west side of Albuquerque, located on the southeast corner of Old Airport Road and Cottonwood Drive. The current plat is 3.72 acres, which is existing today. And we propose to subdivide that into 3.17 acres and 0.55 acres, which the smaller portion will be later discussed as a fizz drinks development at a later date. Existing infrastructure consists of curb and gutter along Cottonwood Drive and Old Airport Road. We also have existing sidewalk that runs along Old Airport Road just north of the property, along with electrical and traffic communication devices. We're going in for a preliminary plat today because of the major infrastructure required for the sewer line extension, as well as the sidewalk. We have entered a development agreement with the Water Authority, so both tracks will receive water service. And this far, we've addressed all DFT comments, and we believe we've reached a resolution with transportation regarding the curb and gutter along the north side, which will be discussed by transportation later. We're open to any questions or comments at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. We will turn now to any members of the public who are in attendance and wish to speak. Again, please indicate with your raised hand function in the Zoom, or actually turn on your camera and raise your hand. Are there any members of the public here to testify or ask for questions on this matter? Ms. Gomez, do we have anybody of whom you're aware?
I do not see anyone who wishes to speak, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the DFT staff members. We'll start with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority. Sir, your comments.
Good morning. This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. As the applicant stated, they do have a serviceability letter. They got an approved development agreement. There was some confusion on who was signing this, so I'm not sure if that was worked out yet. I didn't get those details, but from my understanding, that still needs to be signed and assigned to the correct person or developer. So I didn't know if it was Fizz Drinks or the land and cattle that was going to sign that. So we'll need to get that worked out before I do sign the plat. But the development agreement has been approved by the board. So we have that approval. Just need to get the proper signatures on the actual agreement.
We're working on our agreement between the two property owners for Fizz Drinks to sign over that development agreement on behalf of RSF Land and Cattle. So we should have that today.
Great. Okay, that'll be good. And then for the infrastructure list, I'm asking that you make some minor updates to where your boundaries are, I guess. The location's fine, but I would like, I kind of put what I thought it should be. You can elaborate it however you want, but as long as it's clear, I would like it from property boundaries rather than it's this many feet from a certain area. So, we want to make sure that it references the proposed properties, if you can. So please look at my comments, and if you have questions, reach out.
Okay, we will get that updated.
Okay, and then for the easement, we do need 20 feet for the sewer. I know there's an existing 10 feet, so we'll need an additional 10 feet there. I don't know how as long as we have the 20 feet, we're good. So please update that. And then I included a note in my comments for you to add to the plat. So please add that. If you have questions about that, please reach out again. But that's all the comments I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Herrera, any response or?
Yes, we are addressing those comments currently, and we will definitely have those completed for final plat.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. We'll move now to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Thank you, Chair Campbell. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. The prior code enforcement comments that were presented at the June 15th, 2022 sketch plat have all been included and addressed in this submittal. Code enforcement has no further comments at this time and no objections to the proposed replat.
Thank you very much, Mr. Palmer. Now we'll move to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And we have no further comments or objections to this platting action.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Phelan. We'll move to hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has approved conceptual gradient drainage plans for tract MM1B2. Hydrology needs to approve gradient drainage plan prior to building permit, and we have no objection to the platting action. That's all from hydrology. Thank you
very much. Just to clarify, you don't need that as a condition of this. You're just saying that that will happen at a later stage in the development. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Ms. Herrera, respond if you have any comments on any of these, but I take it that you don't. Is that right?
I don't.
Okay. We'll move now to transportation. Mr. Armijo is here for transportation.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Okay, now I'll read off my original comment and then we can discuss, because I had spoken with the applicant yesterday on this. The project is within a center and a major transit corridor. Airport Drive and Cottonwood Drive are local roads. This would normally require a 5-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. I hadn't seen that on the original submittal, but we did discuss it with the applicant, and they proposed to maintain the 6-foot sidewalk along Airport Road, and there are existing electrical boxes, transportation equipment behind the sidewalk that kind of precludes them from moving the sidewalk back to add the landscape buffer. So I am okay with leaving that as it is. Along Cottonwood, they had originally proposed a 6-foot sidewalk with a 3-foot landscape buffer, but after discussions, they've scaled it back to a 5-foot sidewalk to give us a 4-foot landscape buffer. It's a slightly smaller buffer than what the DPM typically calls for in these areas. I'm okay with it because it fits with everything here, and we are getting the buffer with the sidewalk. The rest of my comments are for future development. For any development along Seven Bar Loop, a minimum 10-foot sidewalk is required with 6-foot landscape buffer. Bike lanes are also proposed along this route. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated October 20th, 2022. A full TCL will be required at building permit. Transportation will still need a filled out traffic scoping form to determine if a traffic impact study is required. On the site plan, your proposed entrance to the fizz drinks, it shows along here, along Cottonwood, the radius of that entrance is crossing over the boundary line. Typically, we like all work to stay within the boundary line. So if possible, that would need to be moved over. Let's see, and my last comment is that the sidewalk should be included on the infrastructure list.
Mr. Campbell, this is Derek Bohannon, if I can respond.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bohannon.
I would just like to point out that the STA is not a condition of this plat, but one will be performed for transportation at a later date to meet the requirements to determine if a TIS is needed. In regards to the radius, there is a cross access agreement between the two tracts of land.
Okay. Let me go back to Mr. Armijo. Mr. Armijo, on any of those items that you've talked about, are those intended as conditions on this preliminary plat approval?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. The only thing that would be considered a condition is to add the sidewalk to the infrastructure list. Everything else is for future.
Mr. Campbell, Derek Bohannon speaking again. That sidewalk will be added.
This is Jay Rudin. I just want to point out this is a major preliminary plat, so any conditions will actually need to be findings.
Okay, so they'd be findings, a finding that the sidewalk is to be included in the infrastructure list. Is that?
This is Jay Rudin. Yes, that's correct, because there's no sign off of this preliminary plat. When they submit the final plat, should this preliminary plat be approved, that's the document that would be signed off by the DOT staff. So therefore, any conditions are considered findings rather than conditions.
Okay. This
is Ms. Wolfley.
Jolene Wolfley. Yeah, I just want to cut in here. We aren't doing the infrastructure list through the DHO. We're just talking about them. So I don't think we want to start putting findings on the plat about the infrastructure list, but I think there can be a directive from this meeting that the infrastructure list will need to have a sidewalk in order to be signed off on. Mr. Biazar, do you see any other path you'd like to pursue?
This is Shahab Biazar, Mr. Campbell. No, this should be a good path. Just provide informational guidelines for changes to the infrastructure list.
So as I'm understanding it, we need neither a finding nor a condition in this to require a sidewalk. We're just having a discussion about this, and the applicant is aware of that need. Is that what I understand, Ms. Wolfley?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the applicant on that, either Mr. Bohannon or Ms. Herrera?
Not at this time.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Now we will move to planning. So Mr. Rodenbeck, Ms. Wolfley, your comments or questions.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do this one today. So the final sheets will need to be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. We need the DXF file to be approved by our AGIS team. With regard to the sidewalk, I just wanted to check in with Mr. Armijo and team. So I thought I had read on your comment sheet that a 6-foot sidewalk was required. Are you saying now it's a 5-foot sidewalk for the DPM?
Ernest Armijo Transportation. It was always a 5-foot sidewalk along local roads. What I had mentioned in my comments was that they had proposed 6-foot sidewalks along both roads. And I said that that was adequate. That was more than adequate. But I was looking for the landscape buffer.
Correct. Okay. And so I wanted to ask the applicant, you can't provide a 5-foot landscape buffer, which is better for trees. So trees will be required at the time of development. And the 5-foot landscape buffer will allow you to have more robust trees. And I'm just wondering, since Cottonwood Drive has no infrastructure yet, is there something that's impinging on your ability to provide a 5-foot landscape buffer?
We would, Mr. Bohannon speaking here, we would have to rip out over 1,000 feet of curb and gutter and replace it. And then along the other drive, there's existing electrical and telecom equipment and stuff that would have to be relocated as well. So the cost to demolish and reinstall all this is pretty substantial.
Okay, so we're talking about Cottonwood Drive, Mr. Bohannon. And yes. I didn't see that there was that infrastructure in place at this time.
For the 5-foot buffer, we don't have the right of way allocated along Cottonwood Drive to allow for the 5 feet. That's why we only did the minimum at 4 feet.
Is that for the entire parcel, or is that just affecting where the fizz drinks is going to be?
The entire parcel.
That in culmination with the existing curb and gutter that's there.
Okay. But the existing curb and gutter doesn't define the landscape buffer, because that's where the landscape buffer would go.
Yes, that's where it would start.
So I'm not understanding the constraint.
Our right-of-way width is only 9 feet maximum, so we don't have the additional foot for the 5 foot on your buffer that you're requesting for trees.
Okay, but that's something that could be dealt with in this plat.
We could possibly do a 1-foot public sidewalk easement.
And you could do 1-foot public sidewalk easement, yes. I guess that should be Mr. Biazar's decision. But where we have a brand new street frontage, we should aim for meeting the requirements if at all possible, or there needs to be some substantial reason why we're not.
We're extending the 20-foot public utility sewer extension up to the actual property line. Right now, we have the existing 10-foot, as you could see, along Cottonwood Drive, and we're extending that, the additional 10 feet up to the actual property line for that sewer extension. Are you saying that you want us to dedicate an additional foot of right-of-way to move the sidewalk into that plat for your 5-foot buffer, even though the DPM calls for the 4-foot minimum?
My understanding was it was 5 to 6 feet for the landscape buffer. Is that correct, Mr. Armijo? I was kind of going by his notes.
Yes, that is correct. It is 5 to 6 foot is what is prescribed in the DPM.
Okay, I'm going to let Mr. Biazar give the final directive here.
If Mr. Bohannon, if I could ask a question, is that not for, this is a local street though? Is it a different width for a local street as opposed to major?
I'm not sure who that's directed to.
Mr. Campbell, that's directed towards Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo Transportation. Yeah, it's like if it were a,
I think it's a major local
is 5 to 6 feet. Right. All other locals are 4 to 6 feet.
And here the category of street is local. Is that right, Mr. Armijo?
Yes, that's correct. It's local, but the mapping in itself doesn't determine whether it's major access local, the different variations of local. I chose to select this as a major local based on how the roadway functions. Access locals and the other locals are typically much smaller. They would be what would be like residential streets, an access to a residential street.
Right. Okay, so you called this a major local, the Association of Major Local has a specific width required for it, does it not?
Right. Major local requires a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer.
Okay. And what is proposed here is adequate. Is that right, Mr. Armijo?
It's what they've proposed is 4 foot. For transportation wise, I was going to accept that, but other considerations from other departments will have to weigh in on this. And as planning has stated, they would like the full 5 foot minimum.
And city engineer, I think Ms. Wolfley said city engineer to make that that determination, Mr. Yazar?
So I guess that this is Shahab Yazar, Mr. Campbell. So I guess our question was like, if you were going to add require that additional 1 foot, if you would need that additional 1 foot, I mean, probably since we're doing a replat, I would say it would be a right-of-way dedication rather than easement. That's how I would like to approach it if that's how we decide to move forward.
Okay, so with an additional 1 foot right-of-way dedication, I'd like to hear from the applicant, Mr. Bohannon or Ms. Herrera.
Mr. Campbell, this is Derek Bohannon. We will consider that. We'll have to go analyze what that does to everything else, but we believe that will more than likely be okay.
All right. I'm wondering, Ms. Wolfley, can you address whether that needs to be a finding or a condition for this action, the preliminary plat?
Good question. I think it could be a finding. It depends a little on the applicant if they want to try to look at this and then come back, or if they feel confident, then maybe we can have it as a condition for final plat. And then I do have other comments just to finish up.
Mr. Campbell, Derek Bohannon here. We would request that would be a finding.
A finding of a 1 foot dedication for right of way. Is that correct, Mr. Bohannon?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
And I think we could do it this way. This is an area that over the last 3 months, we've just started to be a little bit more vigilant about trying to use this table in the DPM and work toward the aspirations and the directives from the DPM and the comprehensive plan about streetscape.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's why it's an area that we're a little not rusty, but we're carving out a little bit of newish.
Carving out a little bit of right of way, huh? Okay.
Carving. Yeah. And if, for example, there was some conflict with utilities or whatnot, we have more leverage with the landscape buffer, but we'd like to have it go in because of its ability to help the trees stay healthy that will go in along Cottonwood. But that is an area that there is discretion in the DPM for us to work with on the landscape buffer.
Great. Okay, Ms. Wolfley, you had additional comments, please.
Yeah, just proceed. A couple other comments. Would it be possible to revise your infrastructure list? I don't see a lot of signatures on there, and use the new form we have for the development facilitation team. This is an older form.
Mr. Campbell, Derek Bohannon here. Yes, we can make those changes.
Okay.
Great.
And then the next ones are just some for your information comments. We found that the site plan that had previously existed in this area appears to have expired, and therefore any new site plan that comes in would be under the IDO effective at that time. And I wanted to note that with this subdivision, the parcel, I think it's to the south, actually has a portion of it that is in the CPO2. And I just wanted you to make you aware of that. If any portion of a parcel is in a character protection overlay, the entire parcel is subject to that character protection overlay. But with a subdivision, that wouldn't apply to tract MM1B2.
Mr. Campbell, Ms. Wolfley.
Mr. Bohannon, yes.
Yeah, we'd just like to say that these two parcels are outside of that CPO. It's the adjoining parcel that is in the CPO.
Okay.
Good. So the CPO has a defined boundary, and this is outside of that defined boundary. Is that correct?
That's for just future reference for any site planning work they would do anyway.
Okay. Any additional matters, Ms. Wolfley?
No, sir. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. All right. We did not have any members of the public speak up earlier when it was time. Let me just ask Ms. Gomez, have we had any members of the public identify themselves as wanting to speak or cross-examine here?
We have not, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, I'm trying to stay up on the list of findings or conditions that have been listed in the chat, and also those that have been spoken here. Let me point out, Mr. Gutierrez, just to be clear, you have listed a series of what are now findings that say the development agreement must be signed by all appropriate parties. The infrastructure list needs to be updated. A 20-foot easement is needed for the proposed public sanitary sewer line required for the site. An addition of a note on the plat as written in my comments. And that's the general comment that you have added to these, having to do with easements generally. Is that right, Mr. Gutierrez?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. So I did get an update just now in this meeting, and I am directed to not approve the preliminary plat or agree to it with the condition that the development agreement is not executed. So we're kind of back to square one until we get that assignment executed by the developer. So we don't really have an executed development agreement until we get that. So I would have to say we're not in favor of this at the moment until that is in place.
Let me just ask, you've said that the development agreement must be signed by all appropriate parties. Why wouldn't that be sufficient as a condition of approval here?
So thank you for the question. This is David, Water Authority. So it was assigned to Fizz Drinks, right? And that's not the developer of the whole project. So right now it's not something that's approvable. So this can go back to the board if the proper things don't go in place. So technically they don't have a board approval without the proper paperwork in place. So, and then that's what I was just told by my supervisor to state that we needed to hold off. If we can, we needed to change our comment to not in favor of. So if there's questions, I can answer any questions to that, but I would need to say
I don't know that you've answered my question, and that is what you're saying, I think, is that a development agreement must be signed by all appropriate parties. You're saying that has not yet been done and that's required. Is there a reason to delay our DHO approval here, or can that be a condition that's placed on the approval? It's obvious that that's what you want. Can't that be a condition of approval?
I'm tossed between the two, but I've been directed by my supervisor to hold off on a favorable suggestion to you on this one.
Mr. Campbell, may I ask a question? This is Derek Bohannon.
Yeah, Mr. Bohannon, please.
Yeah, first, we'd be amenable to a condition of approval if that's the way it goes. But also, we'd like to ask, how long would approval take once we had that development agreement? That's the assignment. I'm sorry, the assignment. That question's for Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. So once that's in place, I mean, I'm not sure what the process is that has to go through legal review, and if all that documentation is not approvable or okay with the Water Authority, then you might have to go back to square one and request a new development agreement, new serviceability letter. So I don't know what that would take. And that's why we're saying that we have to pull back our comment and say not favorable. And I didn't have all these details. I apologize for my comments.
Well, not only didn't you have all those details, what you said in your comments was that a serviceability letter exists.
Yes.
And therefore, are you saying that a serviceability letter does not exist?
It does exist, but it's for fizz drinks, and it's to the developer of fizz drinks, not for the overall developer of this plat. So there's no approval for the developer of this plat, so that has to get assigned or go back to square one for this developer. Does that make sense? I hope that clarifies.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it does. The development agreement that's apparently in draft form and has not been signed, is that with some other entity than Fizz Drinks?
Mr. Campbell, if I may, the development agreement, this is Derek Bohannon, the development agreement has been signed and it covers the whole property.
Okay.
It's just with Fizz Drinks.
Yeah, we're getting a different view from Mr. Gutierrez, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Bohannon, as applicant, you're saying that the development agreement is signed. Are you acknowledging that it may be signed, but not by the appropriate party?
It's under the appropriate party. The only thing is the title of it is saying Fizz Drinks instead of RSF Land and Cattle, which means we're just doing, I'm not exactly sure what the agreement is called, but an assignment from Fizz to RSF Land and Cattle, just to change the actual title, not the actual name for the serviceability letter on who it was made for.
All right. And Mr. Gutierrez, do you have any problem with them doing that assignment from the name Fizz Drinks to RSF Land and Cattle?
No, I don't have any issues with that. I just giving them approval with the preliminary plat allows them to move forward with construction and stuff, and they don't, technically the developer that's supposed to be on this plat does not have that that proper assignment for this development agreement.
And that's because the development agreement has not been signed by all the parties. Is that right?
By the proper parties.
By the proper parties. Okay.
Correct.
I see that Mr. Biazar has his hand up. Mr. Biazar?
Mr. Diacho, this is Shahab Biazar. So, I was just going to ask the question if the the documentation allows for the developer to reassign the document or his rights. Then my other question was that since water authority must sign the infrastructure list in order for the developer to put up the financial guarantee, we still have that avenue to hold off the signature on the infrastructure list until that development agreement is in place or finalized.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. They also got to go through the final plat too. I'll note that.
Good point, Mr. Beazar. Mr. Rodenbeck, I'm afraid we didn't hear what you said. Could you repeat that? And then I'm going to ask Mr. Gutierrez about the assignability of these documents from one entity to another. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just got a note in addition to, so again, the major preliminary plat's not signed off at all. They need to, if the preliminary plat gets approved, they then need to submit a final plat with a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based upon that signed infrastructure list, which Mr. Gutierrez would need to sign as well. So just point that out, that there's a final plat submittal that's further required before this ever gets signed by DFT staff and recorded.
And am I correct in assuming that the final plat will come back before the DHO? Is that right?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Mr. Gutierrez, it sounds to me like you've got plenty of ways to hold the applicant accountable for a proper development agreement with the proper parties. You've got a serviceability letter that already exists. And as Mr. Rodenbeck points out, you've got the infrastructure list that will have to be completed in order for this to move forward. Is the Water Authority still objecting to approval of a preliminary plat, given all of those safeguards?
That's correct. Yeah, we do need to get that assignment done before we can give a favorable on this one.
And Mr. Gutierrez, if I can drill down on that, the assignment that has been pointed out here is from an entity named Fizz Drinks to an entity named RSF Land and Cattle. Is there anything that would prohibit a document, or is there anything that would prohibit a condition in this approval from requiring such an assignment?
This is David, Water Authority. So I can't speak for the board because this does go through the board. I can only state that we don't have an executed development agreement for the proper developer at this time. And that's as far as I could comment on that. But once it's in place, I have no issues approving this moving forward or being in favor of.
Mr. Campbell, Mr. Bohannon here.
Yes, Mr. Bohannon.
Is it appropriate at this time to request a 2-week deferral if this is going to hold up the preliminary plat approval?
You can certainly do that. Let me tell you, the DHO is considering making the approval of this preliminary plat contingent upon a properly executed development agreement between the proper parties for it and a condition that a proper assignment from one entity, let's call it Fizz Drinks, to RSF Land and Cattle be also accomplished. And those would be conditions on the approval today. Let me hear from Mr. Gutierrez if that would satisfy the Water Authority's concerns. I understand that the board has not seen this, but you are the representative of the Water Authority and can make those determinations here in this meeting.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I would request the 2-week deferral. And if we could get that done, we can get that signed out or approved next meeting.
Mr. Bohannon, it sounds like you and the Water Authority are both suggesting a two-week deferral of this matter. Is that acceptable to the applicant?
If the water authority is not amenable to a condition of approval, then yes, that would be our default position.
All right. I think, and let me ask a point of order with Ms. Wolfley here. If this matter is to be deferred for 2 weeks, it would be heard on March 22nd, the March 22nd hearing, which is also where this hearing officer will be presiding. And secondly, we don't need to make any of these conditions or findings in today's hearing. Isn't that correct?
Correct. If there's a deferral, the applicant can take care of some of the matters that would be in the findings today, and they can just take care of them, and we'll see where we're at that hearing date.
Okay. Question, Mr. Mohan, yeah. This question for staff. Would it be more appropriate actually for a continuance rather than deferral?
We don't delve into continuances.
So that's from my time on the EPC, I guess.
Yeah. We've just used the language of deferral. We can think about that, Mr. Bohannon, but I think at this point in time, we've just talked about deferral in these matters.
And I get the distinction, but we'll defer it. We'll defer it for 2 weeks. So that will, project number 2022-007100 and application SD 2023-00038, Tierra West LLC, agent for RSF Land and Cattle Company. We will rule for a deferral. I defer this item in project number to the March 22nd hearing of the DHO. That's the ruling today. Are there any other comment? And I would encourage Mr. Gutierrez and all staff that if you're getting additional information during the course of the hearing, that you either let us know or bring in that additional authority, because we're expecting that at this hearing, you will be the representative of your agency, and we're going to hold you to those things that are in the staff reports that you've prepared in advance. This matter will be deferred until the DHO hearing of the 22nd of March. Is there anything else coming before this DHO on this matter today? All right, hearing none, we're going to take a brief pause and a 5 minute recess, and you'll be joined by Mr. Bohannon, the alternative development hearing officer. Ms. Gomez, please turn off the recording. Thank you.